You know, it hit me the other day like a splinter under the skin of the soul. It's not just that we live in a world that sells lies. That would at least be honest. No. The real con, the long game, the generational scam is this. They give you the poison for free and then sell you the antidote forever. No cost for the damage, that's on the house. The decay, the dysfunction, the dopamine addiction, the fractured families, the moral confusion, the cowardice, that's all comped. Comes with the culture. But if you want healing, if you want sanity, if you want clarity, if you want peace, well, now that will cost you. That's a subscription. That's a therapy package. A pharmaceutical contract, if you will. A social credit score. That's you handing over your sovereignty to the very hands that broke you in the first place. And here's the sick part. Most people thank them for it. We call it freedom. We call it progress. We call it modern life. And like morons in a burning house, we keep asking the arsonist to hand us a wet towel. Every time he does, we say thank you. And he smiles. Not because he saved us, but because he gets to burn it all down again next week and charges double for the damp cloth. Now let's bring this into focus, because this isn't abstract. This isn't just a metaphor. This is the air we breathe. You want to talk about fiat money? Let's start there. They give you the poison for free. Dollars that cost nothing to print. Paper backed by nothing. Trust enforced by men with guns and mandates. They pump it into your economy like high fructose corn syrup. Into a vending machine diet. It's everywhere. It's convenient. And it's killing your purchasing power. But here's the trick. When the inflation hits and the savings evaporate, when the price of housing skyrockets and your labor is turned into confetti, they offer you the antidote. Loans, credit cards, subsidiaries, stimulus. And we just smile and say thank you. We thank the same people who made our money worthless for giving you a temporary fix that essentially sinks you into deeper debt. Poison for free. Antidote on a leash. And if you dare opt out, if you try to build something honest like Bitcoin, they mock you. They call it a scam, a bubble. They act like you're the dangerous one. You're the extremist. Why? Because you stop drinking the poison and they can't monetize your cure. And then there's the cultural version of this. Maybe even a little darker. They give you the sexual revolution for free. Porn, hookup culture, broken homes, fatherlessness, all free, all frictionless. Just swipe, click, consume, repeat. But now what? You're 35, alone, addicted, can't bond, don't trust women. You're essentially a polyamorous individual. And these people invent marketplaces of antidotes for the very wounds they celebrated as liberation. And this isn't an accident. This is the pattern, the blueprint, the machinery of modernity. the modern age. They poison the masculine soul for free, essentially emasculating boys in school, telling them aggression is toxic, stripping them of, you know, rites of passage, mocking strength, rewarding weakness, and essentially celebrating softness. Then when those boys grow up into confused, passive, addicted men with no purpose and no backbone, they sell them status. Sell them pills. Sell them masculinity in a bottle. Testosterone in a subscription box. With self-help routines that sound like bumper stickers written by therapists with blue hair. And all the while, the real antidote, the real cure, is locked behind a door marked dangerous. That cure is repentance. That cure is truth. That cure is the Logos made flesh. But they don't want to offer that. Because you can't sell it. You can't package it. Or regulate it. You can't opt. You can't co-opt it. You can only receive it. And when you receive it, you become immune to the scam. And that's a threat. And bringing Bitcoin and Noster into this conversation, not as tech toys, but as spiritual resistance, is important, because that's exactly what they are. You see, Bitcoin is not just money. It's not just hard currency. It's the refusal to rent your future from counterfeiters. It is the theological assertion: this world has a fixed supply, and you don't get to create value from thin air. You don't get to inflate reality. Bitcoin is gravity in a world of hot air. They gave us fiat for free. But the price of recovering from it, man, that is high. You've got to detox from that convenience. You've got to learn discipline. You've got to embrace volatility. But you're free, and they hate that. And Noster, that's a whole different kind of freedom. They gave us the poison of social media for free. Twitter, now called X, Facebook, Instagram, free accounts, free expression, right? But then they began selling your data, selling your mind, selling your dopamine cycle to advertisers and governments. And we all became the product. And then when you noticed the damage, when your attention span was fried, when your spirit felt empty, when you couldn't make it through 5 minutes of prayer without grabbing your phone, they offered you the antidote. Digital minimalism, Substack newsletters, mindfulness apps, AI curators, all little antidotes, all monthly fees. But Noster says no. Noster says open protocol, not platform. Noster says publish without permission. Noster says zap me with value, not ad impressions. Noster breaks the cycle, and that's why they'll never advertise it. That's why you won't hear about it on CNBC or NPR, because it doesn't sell poison and it doesn't sell the antidote. It bypasses the whole internal exchange. And if I'm going to widen this lens, which I think is important, and ask the deeper question, why is this the pattern? Why is this baked into our cultural economy, our moral landscape, our financial system, our educational model, even our medical institutions? It's because this is how sin works. This is how the enemy counterfeits grace. You see, God offers redemption freely. But it cost him everything. The world offers brokenness freely and then charges you your soul to survive it. The devil always mimics grace with counterfeit generosity. He says, take and eat, but he never mentions the price until your belly is full of ash. Sin always comes cheap, but the fallout always bankrupts you. That's why grace is so offensive. It's not because it's free. It's because it breaks the marketplace. It kills the middleman. It bypasses the priesthood of progress. It forgives debt without refinancing. And the world cannot compete with that. And what do? They double down on the scheme. They poison your children's education for free. Drag queens in libraries, gender confusion in textbooks, racial grievance instead of moral information. Then when the kids grow up weak, angry, addicted, anxious, what do they sell us? College degrees, Adderall, affirmation, more therapy, more labels, and of course, more systems. Poison for free, antidote with a payment plan. We need to stop acting like this is normal. This is not how truth works. This is not how the beauty works. This is not how the kingdom of God operates. In the kingdom, you are told the cost up front. Deny yourself, take up your cross, and follow Christ. There's no bait and switch. There's no poison, no fine print. We are told to count the cost because the cost is real. But the reward is real also. You don't have to pay rent to your past. You don't owe the world your submission. You do owe Christ your life, though, because he gave his. That's the antidote. Not a pill, not a hack, not a subscription. A person, a Lord, a king. And that's what Bitcoin is pointing towards in the financial realm. That's what Nostra reflects in the realm of communication. Not saviors, but signs. Signs that a remnant is waking up. That men are growing immune to that poison. That free minds are finding their footing again. You want to change the world? Stop drinking the poison. Start building systems that can't be hijacked. Build without permission. Love without lies. Speak without fear. Saving something that can't be printed. And stand for something that can't be bought. They'll keep offering you the poison. Don't take it. They'll keep selling you the antidote. Don't buy it. You've already been given the cure. His name is Jesus Christ. Everything else is just debt. I'm Contra. This is Commute and Compute. You're either free or you're not. And freedom isn't free, but poison is. Act accordingly. I'll catch you on the next ride. I'm out.